It's Dick Toledo, and you found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, right within the 98KUPD app, and at podcastone.com. So thanks for enjoying the podcasting content, and today it's brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com because, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, the thing a lot of us really want to do is get away, far away, to where all the people are not. And I know personally, working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, that the one thing that can get you there, the off-road machine, a Jeep. And at Chapman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's podcasting content.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98KUPD.com.
Friday morning. Glorious, glorious morning. Brett, did you post pictures of the Game Changer glasses mask?
I did not.
All right, put them up there. Okay. People are asking. I'll and then right take now. A picture of the box that
I got that. Came.
Okay, yeah, pop those up there because I'm getting a ton of emails.
Oh, he posted pictures of me yakking.
Yes.
Almost.
That was nose hair. And I'll do that again. I will show you how awful that can be. You're going to have panic attacks when you're elderly.
You already, it's stored away.
Yeah, take pictures of the Game Changer. I had two places I went yesterday, and guy's like, where'd you get that?
Yep. I need the website.
Yeah, glasses. We'll just go get it off the box.
I know.
It's right there.
Yesterday, three people came up and asked.
People love the glasses mask. Your nose doesn't touch. You can put it on the back of your head like cool, you know, volleyball beach guy. Because yesterday I had to sit in the lobby, and I'm like, just put it on the back of my head. It was great. It's a game changer, I tells you. A game changer. And it does make you feel like you're about to do some dental work. Like when the dentist puts the plastic shield down. But, man, it's so much better than the other masks. But those ones over at Hillstone, I'm still on that. Those little chin masks.
I have a question on the chin masks.
Okay.
Because you said there's a lens over the eyes, too.
No.
Okay, so if you sneeze, where does that go? Upward into your...
Well, I mean, if you've got a mask on at all, your sneeze is going to stay
in front
of you. Well,
at least it's blocked over there. I'm saying, is that an open hood?
Well, no. If you sneeze... And you just allow the sneeze to happen with one of those little masks, you're just going to smash the little mask. Same as if you sneezed in the Game Changer.
Well, I was wondering if the chin thing is more of a hoop.
What's going on your Game Changer, Toledo? It's got all sorts of goop in it.
Well, I did what you were talking about.
You spit in it?
No, I went and had something.
Put
on
something
my,
in your mouth.
My face, and I went.
Oh, you reached right for it. Yeah, I tried to take a sip of a Coke yesterday as I was walking out with the mask on. Yeah, if you sneeze into your mask, the mask is going to be gross. Chin or otherwise.
Yeah.
You're saying, does it come out?
Does it, like, create an updraft on the chin thing?
You're going to have to test
that
yourself.
It's like an open scoop.
Look, Dr. Nye, you do that work at home. I don't know what happens.
I don't know how
I like the look.
How light you think your spit droplets are, but they're not catching
Megan just sent
air drifts.
The order package.
Someone, Ronnie asked me about that because I go to the one that the folks are wearing at Hillstone.
Yeah.
It's really a good mask because she works at Athleta, and Athleta has company masks that they have them on, basically made out of the material, you know, that they make.
The
company. Yep.
Yeah. And a lot of places are doing that too.
But most people say that, you know, what's nice about those and why we like the Game Changer so much is because material is not on your face.
Yeah, it's not touching you.
Smothering you.
Yeah, I hate being touched like that.
And imagine that all day long.
Now, in the picture for the ad, the lady also has a mask on underneath. I ain't doing that. That's doubling up.
With the Game Changer.
Yeah, Game Changer and mask. But if you wear glasses, like these go over your glass, it's perfect. It's great. The Game Changer rules. But I got a ton of emails saying, what's the Game Changer look like? I didn't see the Brett post
it. I'll be posting it here in a few
minutes. Post them, Brett.
Yep,
get on
it.
God damn it.
It's so comfortable you don't realize you're wearing it.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I reach, like Toledo just said, you reach for your face and like, I've got this stupid thing on. Oh, it's perfect. And if you've got to wear these dumb masks, this is the one I like the most. I tried that welding thing that went around my forehead. Hated that. Certainly hate the cloth ones. Can't stand anything I had to wear all day. Put around my neck. I hate having that stupid mask dangle off my ear when I'm driving so I don't lose it.
Yeah.
So this is great. It's just perfect. It was a great find. Megan nailed that one.
The next step up would be
not
the Game Changer lens. goes to the light, like those sunglasses.
Oh, it changes with the sun?
Yeah.
Like old man glasses? Hey, look at that. I'm like 60-year-old men starts to fade into that tan sun screen thing.
Yeah, Brett, you would like the gradual shade, like the...
The top's darker than the
Italian
lower.
Yeah, the Italian stallion.
Oh, yeah.
The
Donnie Brasco glasses.
Yeah. It's a little bright outside. It's a good thing my shield is, you know, it
the
reacts.
Gradual tint.
Reacts the gradual tint. It breaks down, you know.
Where do we get those on?
You don't. I'll tell you exactly where you get those on. Satrials. The pork shop. I'm sure they've got them.
You can just take the lens and it's goosh, goosh. The sun gets in your eyes.
Spray paint the frames gold. You're in.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Fantastic. Phenomenal.
I'm going to go to Guinea's R Us tonight.
Is that a place I need to know about Guinea's R Us?
Can I invest?
No, that's hey,
I'll wait in the car. I'll wait in the car, but if you go in and grab some Guinea's R Us stuff from me, that'd be great. I don't know if I could wear it. It's just tracksuits, mama's gravy, and tinted lenses.
Jeffrey the eggplant.
I don't know what that is.
Wow.
I don't know how many groups you may have offended with that.
Sensitivity training failed.
I'm thinking of egg parm.
Yeah, well, you're thinking of the food because it always has to be. That's how we love you, because we know that it's never based in you were taking a shot at their food. Jeffrey the eggplant parm would have probably been better.
Man.
I'm with you, Rich. It's going to be you and me tomorrow. Because Giggles the Wop over here and David Duke are going to be out of work.
Are us.
They're having too much fun with Jeffrey the eggplant. The spokesperson for Guinea's R Us. Where's this show gone? Hello. I just would love to drive by. And for whatever reason, I think it's because it used to be there, but I'm picturing like going over by Mavericks and the race place and to see Guinea's R Us where the Toys R Us used to be. And Jeffrey's just standing out there smoking.
I'm an eggplant! For Parmesan. You know,
Parmesan cape.
Sometimes I taste like meat.
Yeah, hilarious. Accidentally so. Well, speaking of that, I have to give credit last night. Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal trying to calm people down with the protests that are going on in Kentucky and the Breonna Taylor. Is that Taylor, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying it right. I don't want to screw that up. But the Breonna Taylor thing that everybody went nuts on. Charles and Shaq last night said... That it just, I thought during the NBA broadcast, bravely said, we can't lump this one in with the George Floyd thing. George Floyd's thing was one-on-one police work. This was not only a horrific accident that needs to be looked into, but like Shaq said last night, he goes, if you
are a cop and your job is to go in and do this, and somebody else made a mistake, and the guy inside starts shooting, you're going to shoot back.
Yeah.
And essentially said, this is just, you know, it's a terrible loss of life. It was, you know, and the true story of the whole thing coming out of, like, who's tied to what and why the whole no-knock warrant happened and all that.
Right.
And then Charles Barkley said, and then people are starting to scream about no more cops, defund the police. And he goes, who do you think that hurts most? Black people, who are you going to call? Who are you going to call Ghostbusters when you have a problem? And he started going like, you call Ghostbusters saying no police, we need the police. I said, well, we need them to, you know, and it was a great speech. I looked afterwards because I knew they're going to get killed.
Oh, of course.
And they are getting flamed. And you know what? It doesn't mean much coming from a bald white guy, but they kept saying Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom, all up and down the thing. Charles Barkley, are you surprised? He's always been this. And I'm like,
you're
a
sellout.
Well, I think sellout is falling right in line. Charles Barkley took a step out of line and said, look, I know this is not going to be a popular opinion. But we have to differentiate subjects here. Not all of this is the same. It's not some homogenized one singular line. And he stepped away. And Shaquille stepped away. Shaquille's got a lot to do with law enforcement. And they stepped out of the monothink for a second and took the slings and arrows. And I think the Uncle Tom part, and that's a terrible thing to say, is to just go, I'm not going to pay attention to details. I'm just going to fall in line with what I'm being told is exactly what's happening, and I'm going to react based on that. I think it was very brave, especially for two guys who represent so much of that community, to say, hey, everybody, pull back a second. It's the first bit of reasoning I've heard in this entire situation from talking heads, especially in sports, which has gotten so full of itself as the bastion of morality in our culture. And they're going to fix things. And without the voices of LeBron James, nothing changes. Yeah, he's got a platform, but let's calm down a little bit about LeBron James's power amongst people's thoughts. He can have an opinion, but he doesn't sway the opinion for everyone. Like, you can disagree with him. I thought it was a really brave moment for the both of them to say, I know I'm going to get killed for this, but the truth of the matter is, here it is. This is a different situation. Albeit, you know, doesn't make one good, one bad. One's different. That's all they were saying. And they are getting crushed. And I mean crushed, because nobody is willing to disagree with anyone anymore. I don't necessarily even agree with what Charles's logic was. But I do agree that when he said it, I'm like, you know what? He's right to go out on that limb, because you do have to differentiate the Breonna Taylor thing from the George Floyd thing from the Ahmaud Arbery, what's his name, thing. They're all different
things.
And everybody wants
different.
To make it one big, you know, attack
this
on.
This is part of the whole
crookedness. And all the cops are bad, and this is, yep. And it's racist this, and it's racist that. It's like all three of these situations are completely different.
Totally different. Yeah, Ahmaud Arbery was two dudes in, right. in a neighborhood.
And everybody wants to make it about, no, it's a security issue. And maybe there's something to that, but they are different yeah. situations. So,
well, there's definitely something in each one. There's a little nugget in each one that we could learn from.
Every single case
100%.
Of law enforcement versus yes. somebody who may or may not have done something wrong has a shred of judgment.
And everybody assumes that there's no review. Like, I get that's the overall sense right now, but you have to realize that those guys that did that, think about all this. And again, I'm not defending, but just yep. think for a minute, like you said, broader. Think of the things that they had to go through about the review, the things that they had to say about how it felt yeah. when they ended up, 8-10 miles away from the actual house they were supposed to be at?
But again,
doing their job.
No one's talking about, yeah, and being led there.
Doing their job.
Just doing their job, being led to a situation that was a mistake.
Right.
And the mistake was that the people that they were looking
up.
Yeah, the people they were looking for were tied to the people they ended up mm-hmm. being. It was completely wrong what happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, if you walked into – and Shaq even said it. He goes,
if somebody busts into my house and I'm shooting, I expect them to shoot back. Yeah. And if I was a cop, I'd probably shoot back.
Because they didn't know at the time that they had done something. They were in the wrong place. But, boy, it probably sure felt like they were in the right place when the guy started shooting. I know somebody busts into my house even dressed as cops. If I have the ability to grab a gun that quickly and shoot, I mean, that's the thing that nobody's
talking
about.
Look what happened to the police, the cop in Florida – when that shooting happened at, was it the nightclub or whatever? He ran, or was it school? And he got in trouble for.
Yeah, well,
Marjorie Stone Douglas.
Parkland, yeah. 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 Or no, what was that? Yeah, it's Marjorie yeah. Stone. Yeah. But that's the point. Like, nobody, I don't have a gun at the ready in case somebody kicks a door in, which is why they boarded up the courthouse in Kentucky, because they knew that the grand jury was going to hear the whole story. And it doesn't make anybody better or worse. But the fact of the matter is, a no-knock warrant, if you have a gun in your hand and you're ready to shoot the second they come in, you heard something.
But
so there's more to the story than what George Clooney is saying to believe, more than what Ellen and Bette Midler and all these people on Twitter are telling you how to think. And I think we fall into that. I had to admire Charles and Shaq to say, look, it's tragic. This whole thing was a mess. It was a disaster. But it's not the same. This was not the same. And they're getting flamed for it. And that's where I think our culture is screwed up, is that a differing opinion is automatically the worst possible thing you could say. And I think that's the true – if you're going to start calling people Uncle Tom, that's the true Uncle Tom, is to say, no, there's only one way to think.
Right.
And if you fall into that, that to me is the –
discussion.
Yeah, that's – and I know that doesn't mean crap coming from Whitey, but it's a fact. And so watching that lesson, I'm like, wow, logic is being put out on television and people hate it. They absolutely hate it, and especially because of who's saying it, because it's two guys. And the comments were all like, oh, it's Charles Barkley. Big surprise. Protecting, you know. And it's like, he wasn't protecting anything if you listen to him. It was actually a really brave moment.
And what you said right there is tough for a lot of people to actually listen, to break it down. It doesn't mean yeah. that you have to agree to it, to just
you
listen.
You don't have to agree to
just
anything.
Just listen to it.
Have your own thoughts.
Right, to just listen.
And get a little knowledge, but don't just go off of the fact that the people on your side are screaming and yelling one thing. And so, you know, everybody does it to a certain degree. You get into your little echo chamber and you're like, I go along with this particular group of thought.
You want groupthink to a certain extent.
Right. But not
you because you want to feel validated.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a group that thinks that no matter how deep you go in that process, you could say the grand jury, that's fixed. The whole thing's fixed.
Oh, conspiracy theorists are out there on everything.
And there are probably some stories, you know, historically that back that up, that it's like it's been this way.
It has. But that doesn't – he wasn't saying it's – that's the thing we can't wrap our dumb heads around.
Yeah.
Is that if you disagree with one side, you are the polar opposite.
Right.
He's just – he's a – He's a hair off the narrative.
Yep.
He's basically saying, step away from this just one step and walk down this, broaden this just a little bit. Instead, he's like, no, I don't agree completely with what's being done. So they automatically say, okay, he's for police brutality. And it's just we're too stupid to understand the subtleties and the nuance
like
of conversation.
Like you brought up in the past being for abortion.
Nobody's for it.
For abortion.
Nobody's for it. But it's been a great marketing campaign to say pro-choice, pro-life.
Yeah.
And then to
Even
say,
though Brett know, likes 14-year-olds.
Yeah, he does like the jokes about
defense. No, I didn't like that story.
Brett was very uncomfortable.
You guys talk about the abortion. You made jokes about it.
So, no, but it is the, it's that thing that I'm like, you can't say if you're, you know, pro-choice that you're pro, but nobody's sitting there going, God, I can't wait to kill my next fetus. There's no pro-abortion. It's a tough one for everyone. But they've done that flip around to where it's like, you're either this or you love abortion.
Baby killer.
Yeah, you're a baby killer. And I can see why you'd say it, but there's subtleties in the center that are like, no. That's why if I ever protested a Planned Parenthood, it would say it's your choice whore on my sign because I'm kind of in the middle.
There is no center anymore, though.
No, there isn't.
It's one way or the other, black or white, social media. No other.
Yeah. We were fighting for the taint years ago.
Yeah.
The taint party.
We have been fighting for the taint for 12 years?
Yeah.
I ran as president under the taint banner. The Grundle. We'll change the name of the Grundle. We are the Grundle Party.
Totally aligned in nothingness together.
Totally aligned in nothingness together was our thing, and now we have to change it to the Grundle. Come up with something for that.
All right.
The 2020 Grundle campaign.
Give us an
Somebody find the middle between the horrendous asshole and the giant ball sack.
Giving rioters.
No. Let's not bring rioters into our.
You don't want a Grundle riot.
Yeah. It's true, though, but I you know, somebody's got to stand up for Charles Barkley and them because the comments were brutal.
Somebody's just got to stand up for that train of thought because, like you said, there's no middle. I think there's actually a giant middle.
There is a giant middle. They're afraid to talk.
But they're afraid to talk, or you say one thing and that immediately paints you on one side or the other.
The giant middle has their own crap to deal with. They don't want to go up to some fringe lunatic and get into some long conversation about something. They're like, look, I feel bad about this, but I don't want to be so fired up with you, because if I'm not fired up the right way, all of a sudden I'm in a fight or we're not friends anymore. Yeah. And I just don't, it's just not worth it. You don't get that deep into it. And you want to with certain people that you trust, but there's too many people out there that are hinging relationships on whether or not you think the exact same way. And I actually kind of prefer a world where you don't have friends who are telling you exactly the same things over. And it's kind of fun to bicker back and forth respectfully. But immediately, Charles Barkley's an Uncle Tom. Shaquille O'Neal has always been that way. He's a law enforcement guy. I was like, wait a minute. And he was right. Charles was like, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters? You got a problem in your neighborhood? Call Ghostbusters. Defund the police. That's crazy. Y'all crazy.
It's funny, but true.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
It's a fact. And, you know, Killer Mike has said that for years. He's like, it hurts the poorer communities to say less cops, less funding. It hurts them. He said,
you're not pulling it out of the Tony neighborhoods.
Look, Arcadia?
Not going to happen.
They call the cops a lot in nice neighborhoods, but it's usually for something stupid.
Cat in the tree. Yeah. Firefighters, and the cops will show up.
Yeah, it's crazy. But we're in it's loony towns. Everything's nice. But you know what? Good job last night by everybody who went down and sat and had the downtown Phoenix protest. With the weather as nice as it was, I thought we might have some more, but the marches and things like that. And CNN and Fox both stoking the flames last night, trying to find. We think we have a guy over here starting a fire. We've gone over. He wasn't. He was going through the garbage. And they're like, they thought he was going to light the trash on fire, and they ran to it. And I'm like, what? I don't know which network that was. I don't know if CNN or Fox. But they were like trying to find, and everybody's being really peaceful. Everybody's being all right. I mean, they had some shootings a couple nights ago.
And last night was
a
candlelight vigil.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's 100 people.
But in Kentucky, they had the shooting the other night, and they couldn't stop running. Like, here's the exact moment the shooting happened. Like, Jesus Christ.
And in L.A., they had riots, and you can see Reginald Denny-type situations happening. Oh, yeah. They surround cars. They chase them down.
And then people running each other over. Yeah, we're in a weird time. But bottom line is, I think Brett's right. I think that whole center part is like people are just afraid to say, I'm not 100% on board and I don't want to get into an argument with you because you clearly are. And I don't want to piss off everybody. I respect your opinion. If you go crazy on that end, go nuts. But don't expect everybody to fall in line because nobody wants to get called names.
Right.
And I certainly am sick and tired of Alyssa Milano and Bette Midler and all these people getting all this media attention for their thoughts when they're just nothing more than the girl from Who's the Boss and the lady from Beaches. And somehow or another, they've got some more gravitas. They've got more push with what they say. And then Alyssa Milano calls the cops the other day, freaking out after she's been screaming how police suck, this, that, and the other. And then she calls the police on some kid with a BB gun and then goes bananas afterwards. Like, I am allowed to blah, blah. It's like, calm down. But this, you set your own bed with this because the other people, the fringies on the other side, have been watching you lose your mind for the last however many years about all these topics. And the second you needed the people you hate, you called them. So you got to have a middle yourself. But she went nuts. The right-wing media has turned this into blah, blah. I'm like, all right. We're never
turned
gonna...
what? You called the cops called and the you cops. Called to abolish them before that. Exactly. What turned what?
That's the thing. There's no logic. So when Charles and Shaq used it last night, and I know what the other side would say. Of course you like it. That's what makes them Uncle Toms in the first. They'd appeased white people.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's truth to that. There's an argument that says, you know what, that's a good point.
But you have to tell me why that's inherently bad.
But why is that bad? Exactly. Saying. Why is that a bad thing?
You
that's
can't just
that's
tell
common
me
ground.
Yeah, you can't just call it
that's
out without telling me why it's bad.
We're searching for races to say, I may disagree with you here, and you may, but we found common ground here. But when a black person decides to say, hey,
is there an Uncle Charlie?
Right, but yeah, that's Asians. We're not mad at them.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
But like when he steps out of the common line and it makes white people say, hey, that's not a bad thing. We can work from here. He gets called names and is a race traitor.
Right.
There's no – you're never going to find common ground or solutions ever. when that's the end game.
And watching Social Dilemma, you realize that the more I see it on social media, I just see everything that is directed toward those type of people. And I don't try to claim
that
I'm –
Looney Tunes?
That I'm somehow enlightened either. I get affected by it too.
Yeah. Oh, you're the worst one in the room.
Yeah.
I hear about your Twitter wars constantly.
I don't have wars. I have discussions.
That's what you think.
No.
I get email after email.
Honestly.
Your boy's at it again.
Honestly,
I get texts at night.
That's exactly what we're talking about though, John.
Yeah, I know, but that's you.
No,
see,
it's
look,
a,
I got him going
discussion.
Now. He's a hothead.
See? This is exactly why.
This guy, I tell you what. His kids,
nobody
his
can
kids
have a goddamn conversation.
And that's the problem. That's
sorry,
the problem on the Twitter and the social. You're not seeing the face-to-face.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's just all verbal. I mean, it's like trying to get – anytime you get into an argument with anyone over text. Right.
You want to hear how crazy this gets?
You don't know
this
how they're saying this.
So simple discussion after the fact with text. I sent a text to Megan the other night that said something – she thought I was going to drive my car off a bridge. I was going to just take a drive. And the text was
now, well,
just
what the, history but goes into that?
None.
I'm
it
going to take a drive?
It was, no, it wasn't me saying it. It was like, I'm just going to get out of here. I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was like, oh. And you know, tied into like seeing a panic attack or two in the last few months.
Yeah, I'm done.
I didn't say it. I'm like, I'm done just for a little. I just got to get some air.
Yeah.
I had come off, it was Friday night. I had come off the Corolla thing, which was just this extreme performer's high. And then you just hit that moment. I just got to get some air. I'm done. And you don't think about stuff like that when you text it. And the next thing you know, somebody's having an off night. You know, the text communication was like, no. I was actually trying to be respectful to not be like a weirdo ramped up.
Yeah.
I was trying to be normal at the house. And I'm like, ah, done. I'm done with this. But internally, I'm saying, I'm done with this. Like, I gotta calm down.
And you're thinking, I'll let her know.
Yeah.
Just saying, I'm checking in, let you know. Right. I might be a little bit later.
But the misunderstanding of that created all sorts of other talk. Two people standing on two different sides of the planet. Like, what in the world are you talking about? And it wasn't. You know, it gets heated. It goes the other way. Weird. But that's how Twitter works. And that's why when Toledo gets in these Twitter wars, I get texts saying, your boy is all over somebody. He's killing. I do. It's every once in a while I get like, your boy's at it on Twitter. I'm like, that's his choice. That's what Toledo does.
That's the third party, believe me.
It's and that's exactly it. Because I even get people on there that tell me, you know, why do you engage? And I'm like, I'm engaging with them because I want to know their side. I actually want to hear things from their side.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about it while I'm trying to eat my food.
Oh, stop it.
Hey, your boy's wrecking everything right now. Oh, for Christ's sake. Right, let him go. No, I don't care, but...
Your boy's out on a golf course licking people.
I'll tell you this. That's another reason I hate social media so much is I know I'd dive right into that stuff.
Right.
If I got into that, I would love to see trolls like go into
I've
the
seen
attack
it when, and you haven't done it in years, but the last time you dove on our Facebook page and started engaging with people.
It. Well, that was the local artist.
Right.
I had maybe the greatest time of my life arguing with local artists because I knew how little they mattered in the long run. So I could fight with them because they're – meager existence was so less than mine.
Oh, was that our portraits that yes, got painted? Yeah. That's right.
Okay. I still like to
still have yours, Brett.
I still like to.
I do
them.
Actually.
You do?
Yeah, because mine didn't turn out bad because I had sunglasses.
Oh, you had sunglasses.
So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was everybody
right,
with sunglasses on.
Everybody,
Larry,
nice.
Shannon, and
Mars
me. We're
disappeared.
Fine.
Mark took them because so we couldn't use them again.
Yeah. I still got pictures of your guys.
I know.
My phone.
We have pictures of them.
I never seen Brady's, though. I got to see
oh,
that one.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Spot on.
See if I can pull it up.
But the funny part, well, we made fun of local artists, and then this big attack from the local art community came down. And I'm like, look, you never have to worry about me. I don't live on the streets of Grand Avenue. I'm never going to walk up and down First Friday and bother you. And you guys are going to live in a different neighborhood your entire lives with 14 people in a two-bedroom apartment that I'll never, ever see. So why do you care what
some
I think of
some open warehouse.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're living in that vestibule of the warehouse and not getting kicked out, how in the world am I affecting your life by not ever, ever going through Skid Row and talking to you? And I would just egg that on. And I was terrible. I was terrible. And the one lady that said I use terrible language and I'm a bigot and then called me a retard. Or it was an F-tard.
That's right.
Because you're just an F-tard. And I'm like, wait a minute, I thought we weren't calling names or anything.
Right.
And then she said, well, if you're an F-tard, you're an F-tard. And I'm like, ma'am, I don't think you realize this, but my son is tarded. She goes, you're such a jackass. I'm like, you're just a name-calling, bitter old troll. You should paint a picture right now of a black, like a blackbird flying in the rain, because that's you. I mean, no one will recognize
the art
it
that came out yeah, the past couple of months after that. Fact.
Terrible.
Inspired.
Terrible. More terrible
anger.
Than before. It was anger, but it's like, what is this? Is this an elephant standing on a ball? No. It's a murder of crows above a corpse. Like, no, nobody knows what you're doing because you're a terrible artist. If you're a good artist.
Angry trees.
Yeah. You know how you know you're a bad artist? You're a local artist. Otherwise, you'd be a national artist or an international artist.
The worst part is Fitz has his hanging above the toilet in his – yeah, so whenever you're taking a pee, you got to look at Fitz.
It's kitsch.
It's bad
it's
enough.
Kitsch. Well, now I'm in Fitz's house, so yeah. I've already got two problems. I'm, A, the night's not going well. B, I ended up in Fitz's. And C, now I'm staring at Fitz while I'm peeing. That's exactly what
touché,
I picture.
Touché,
yeah,
good point.
You know,
was I drugged? And
that's a series of terrible decisions that led you to have Fitz's portrait staring at you while you take a leak, which is also why I sit to pee, facing away from Fitz. Because I imagine Fitz has peepholes in his bathroom. He's going to see you peeing no matter
oh,
what.
No.
I would cut the eyes out of that picture if it was mine in Fitz's
hey, mama.
Bathroom. Hey, big babe. Oh, Fitz has a psycho ward. Toledo, are you on Twitter right now fighting with someone?
Text.
Okay. I don't know why people do that, too, because I get the, every time you go off, I go, oh, your boy's going. And I'm like, why?
It's
I'm
the
not
same
his dad.
Guy.
No, too. It's
well,
not.
Well,
it's
same
about
12 people.
It's about seven.
Yeah.
Seven people. And I.
Doug, one of them?
Fairchild?
Yeah.
Doug has been on that list.
Yeah.
Oh, your boy. And he's the one who starts the your boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your boy's going. Like, is he?
And of all the people.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Doug's great about
the
it.
The Star Wars yeah. debates.
Oh, Doug almost killed a man over Star yeah. Wars being good or bad.
Exactly.
You guys going at it. Meanwhile.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Doug at work.
F you.
I saw him at work and he's. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I got to take a break. You want to go grab a Sando? I'm like, yeah, why? He goes, we'll just go. And he would go, let's go crush a Sando. Because Doug crushed Sandos in parking lots. That was his thing. Let's go crush a Sando. I'm like, what's going on? He goes, oh, this dude is telling me that Rian Johnson was a good director. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought this was work related. He goes, no, I've been in a Star Wars forum. And I'm arguing about how bad the last movie was. And these dickheads keep defending Rian Johnson. And I'm like, wow, this is not what I expected this conversation to be. You've lost it. And he would, and he's like,
back to his Into the Pit music.
The one dude and him were going to fly to a location and fight over Star Wars. Like, yeah, the one guy was like from Philadelphia or something. Doug's like,
happen.
I want to make the, I want to just, he's cross country. I'll fly and meet him. I'll meet him in Kansas City. We'll meet in the middle. I'm like, this is dumb. How can you be that, how can you think that movie was good? I don't know. Just eat your Sando. Crush your Sando. I'm sitting in his.
Honey, watch the kid.
Kick-ass sports car listening to horrifying music that Doug liked, crushing a Sando.
John, has Sticks and Stones ever been true?
No.
It's never
I
been
love
true
sticks
in life.
And stones. That's why it's a great story, is because if we could live by it, we'd be better, but
right.
we can't.
We can't.
So,
we've yeah, never been able to in our history.
Sticks and Stones is an
ever.
Amazing idea, but it's worse than
that's
it's
a,
ever
it's,
been.
It's a Brady thing.
Yeah.
It's a rose-colored glasses thing.
It isn't. It's an actual application of something. Rose-colored glasses I always look at as like
you
a repression.
You learn to deal with it to an extent. But there's always someone that, I mean,
Sticks
it'll
and
be
Stones is the greatest thing ever because it's like, you can't hurt me if you keep talking.
Yeah.
If you
nothing,
stand by that.
Nothing can
yeah.
happen.
Yeah.
Your words
and
cannot do a thing
true.
To me.
It's absolutely
nothing.
True.
unless I allow it. If I allow your words to hurt me, it's my fault.
If I let down my defenses.
Yeah. It's crazy. But, yeah, you get back on Twitter and start knocking those folks around. Do you ever have any – that's actually an interesting thought. Do you ever have a resolution on Twitter?
No, and I ask for them all the time.
Yeah, but why involve yourself?
Because I
But you, but what I just, truly, wait, thinking if, about what I just asked.
Without making a joke, John.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I really, truly love the discussion because I want to know how that side thinks, the side that's different from me. And right. I'm not saying my
the
side's
right
correct.
Side.
Exactly. I'm not saying my side's correct. I want to know how you get to that point of thinking.
How logical
because
people
maybe
come to their conclusions.
Because maybe I'm in the wrong.
You are.
And if you can teach me something through a discussion like that on Twitter, and I don't go after people.
But,
we have
that's
the
my
discussions.
Point. Have you ever had that moment where you're like, wow, thank you, Twitter user at BoneZone69.
A couple of times.
For
I'll
teaching
tell you,
me this. Yeah.
I'll tell you about the teacher situation because Lisa's
oh boy,
a teacher.
Right.
So this was maybe last year or something. But yeah, I've had people tell me things that I've learned something
sure.
from that discussion.
You still hate them, and you deleted them.
No, 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 no.
Did you block them?
No, I haven't blocked anybody.
You don't block
no,
anybody?
No.
I look at it
no,
sometimes.
No, I believe
those...
like you on that. Why block?
Yeah, I don't.
Why
if
block?
You're going to have it be real.
Sometimes the online discussions is like, or a lot of times it is, it's like talking to someone that's drunk and trying to talk logic
yeah.
to them.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
gets to a certain point where that's gone.
But they're both drunk. You have to acknowledge
right.
you're also drunk for
yeah.
engaging.
Yeah, you're not
going to.
Get
I
your
love
point
Twitter
across and vice versa.
You don't do it.
No.
You don't get it.
No.
You're Italian. You just shoot whoever tells you.
Why do I want to argue with this guy? You just get,
I'm
I just
right,
you're
wrong.
Yeah. You put your head in a vice.
Every now and then, the only thing is on the like Instagram, every now and then there is a troll.
Yeah. What is your, do you want to give out, what's your Twitter?
At Dick Toledo.
Yeah. If,
I picked
if,
up 10, super 10 followers
liberal.
Already
I mean,
this morning.
Super liberal. Like, it's just a constant.
Progressive,
it's
John.
Completely. Almost socialist. Like, it's a big AOC party over there. If you guys want to go to at Dick Toledo. All they talk about is socializing everything and rich people are bad and success and defund the cops. At Dick Toledo. Get on there tonight so I can see how many people go, let's get a Sando. Your boy's at it again. Like, my boy. He's 5 years older than me, for God's sake. My boy's at it again.
4 years older than you.
It looks five. At a reading level, it's fine.
Actually a week less than 4 years.
All right. I didn't know it was bothering you that much. Man, like I'm in a Twitter fight with him. The guy's got a trigger
it's
for
already
everything.
Started.
You can't not trigger him.
Better go crush a Sando right now.
Goddamn liberals.
I like the sandwich.
But
talk.
It's really easy to spark somebody. The Sandos are solid. Get to be friends with Doug. You're going to eat Sandos in parking lots a lot. Let's go grab a Sando. Where?
I think someone's been eating his Sando.
Let's go to Haps. Oh, he doesn't eat. You could fax Doug place to place. He's so thin.
Well, he wasn't allowed to eat.
Well, it didn't matter. Prior to Doug's stomach stuff and everything else, Doug has always been paper thin.
Well, no, I know that.
I shut the door once, said, Doug, it's a private meeting. And then I looked and he was there. And I'm like, how'd you think he's got under the door? He just slid right under it. You guys want to grab a Sando? Like, yeah, I do. It's 7:07. Let's get a wake-up song for all this nonsense that's brewing. But you know what I got to say? I think most of the common ground people are starting to just exhale. And I think the good majority of the world is kind of like what we're talking about. It's like I'm just not fringy. I just don't want to be I don't want to be on either end of this. I just want it to be comfortable for everybody. I think that's and then the one thing I can rest
getting
easy
back
on,
to the norm.
Well,
is starting
the norm
to,
sucked. To be honest yeah. with you, we wouldn't have this if the norm was good.
Well,
the norm sucked. The norm was good for you. The norm was good for me. It's not good yeah. for everybody. But just to make everybody comfortable, I think that's everyone's goal in the end. I think everybody's kind of sitting back, going, you know what? Let's just see what we can do to make everyone comfortable. We don't have to be. At odds on the polarization of everything doesn't have to represent most of it. I think most people are kind of coming out of the woodwork going, let's just normalize. Let's find a good normal. Let's not go. Let's not say. I don't like the phrase.
I'm tired of fighting on Twitter. I just want to get out and be let out of this and get into a physical fight somewhere.
I want to go to Ingo's and have a sandwich without the table next to me saying something that's going to infuriate the table next to them.
Yeah.
And then have this moment where I'm like, well, Jesus. Well, yesterday I was at the gas station and a guy recognized me. A listener came up and he came up to me and he said, how about that BLM, huh? Holmberg.
Oh,
and I'm like, huh?
God.
And there's a black guy pumping gas. Thank
licorice.
God he was. Yes. And he was talking about the licorice. And he didn't speak English. He might have been Dominican or something. So I'm looking and I see and I give him the guy that's talking to me. I give him the thumb.
You're telling
this
to a bald guy.
Don't yell at the bald guy at the QT about BLM right now. I'm throwing my thumb like behind me. Is a black guy, you're going to cause trouble. And he goes, yeah, black licorice is awful. I'm like, oh, I see. Yes, yes, I hate black licorice too. And I look back and gave the thumbs up to the Dominican, like, we're good. This is about licorice. And then the black guy got in his car, and his keys were in the car door.
Uh-oh.
And he's sitting there, and I see him inside the car, patting his, looking around like, what the hell? Where did I? And he's looking in the car, and I'm like, do I tell him? I'm the black licorice guy. I'm the BLM guy.
Right, do you yeah. approach his car?
And I just point to the thing, and he's looking at me like, oh, yeah, we're going to go.
Come
and
here,
I'm like, no. Sando? Sando?
Did you make the key move?
And I did this. Yeah. And I did the key thing and pointed to his, and he goes, oh, and he opened the door, and he goes, ah, the door. Like, yeah. And then it's, I don't know where he's from. He had a crazy sound. Sorry about that whole licorice thing. But the tensions were high just on the black licorice thing. So I'm like, oh, if this guy misunderstands what that guy just said, he has no idea what I was talking about on the air. I hate black licorice, but you say that the wrong way and he doesn't hear the licorice part, we're in trouble. And he's got a can of gas. This is not going to – I did too, though. I mean, in a fair fight, we would have had a gas fight. It would have been even.
That's the best fight ever. Oh, yeah?
Gas fight. Gas and we'd have hosed each other off. And
Whoa.
Well, I mean, if, I'm talking about if the fight would have ensued in the gas.
Oh,
fight.
Okay.
And would have hosed each other off. Why did you take that to a sexual level? What's the matter with you? I think I wanted to host
this guy.
You think that's how you fight? It's better than Toledo's methods, which is just Twitter fight. I'm hoping tonight I get that from Twitter's AOC account. Toledo's big I love it. Who was it? At I love AOC, D Toledo?
Is that what it is? Oh, yeah. AOC is number one
AOC
in my book.
AOC for me, I think. At AOC for me, 69. Fight with Toledo at Dick Toledo tonight. Big liberal mess. Yeah. He says not only defund the police, he says every cop should be behind bars. All of them. Every single one of them.
And again, that is D Toledo.
At D Toledo.
No, at Dick Toledo. Get it right.
Okay. Dick Toledo. Sorry. At Dick Toledo. Don't bother the KUPD account. Yeah. We're cool.
You're going to flame me, then flame me correctly.
Yeah, at Dick Toledo. Remember that thing he said about all cops needing to be behind bars? Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. He says that on Twitter like every night. He goes, well, dinner's over.
Search my history. You'll never find it.
Dinner's over.
You'll never find it.
Time to
scrub
flame
my
everybody.
Account.
I just want trolls to attack you. So you go back and I get text tonight at 11. Your boy has gone nuts. My boy. It's my favorite. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there, Brett?
Brought to you by Action Ride Shops.
Yes.
Let's see here. We got Korn, Monster Magnet, Aiden, Skindred,
What's
Municipal
Aiden?
Waste. I don't know. I didn't get a chance
Aiden
to look at that one.
All
right. Prodigy,
Local
Death Clock. Yeah. Rebecca Black is on the
it's
list.
It's Friday.
There for,
oh,
it is
yeah.
Friday.
Yeah.
Oh boy, God, I'm tempted.
Ghost, Asking Alexandria, Mummy Dust.
Oh, Mummy Dust, it is.
Ooh.
Love the Mummy Dust. That was on yesterday in my car on shuffle. It came up. I'm like, oh, here we go.
It's just selling candy.
It's a good Halloween kickoff. Yeah, we're getting close to October, but Mummy Dust is great stuff. Love the Mummy Dust. Big Ghost. We got to get a new album out of them. It's been 2 years now, so
yeah,
we gotta,
it has. Yeah.
That last one, I still just, I blow that thing up. Square Hammer and Mummy Dust and all that, that's off a different one, but still, so good. If you're not a Ghost fan, you know, put your beliefs aside. Don't be like Toledo. Put your beliefs aside and just enjoy it. Just enjoy the ride.
Ghost is one of those weird bands, like when you see like the visual of them, you're like, yeah. Oh my God, this is going to be something like Marcus would be playing
right.
on it's Sunday nights.
Pop music.
No, it's
pop rock.
Really good, though.
Yeah, and it's you went to the show.
Oh, yeah.
So I went with Katero.
Yeah.
And were you with us?
No, I didn't go to that show. I saw them when they opened for Iron Maiden.
Oh,
and that was the reason
right.
I went to yeah. see Ghost. And yeah. then I was like, all right, let's check
that
this out.
That show over at Dodge, whatever they call that thing now. Unreal how good that was. Man, that was fun to watch.
Was that Federal?
Comerica, Federal.
Arizona Federal.
They've torn it down and rebuilt it like six times.
Yeah.
Arizona Federal Credit Union Bank Arena, Dodge Theater Squared.
Now it's called the PPP Arena.
Yeah, that's right. So you'll get your loan back. Don't worry about an arena. you know, forgiven arena. But yeah, Ghost is awesome. And that show was incredible. And what I didn't understand was when people go to a Ghost show and you know it's a theatrical thing, like when Tobias, the lead singer, would say, Papa Emeritus, would start talking. And then you'd hear a guy in the crowd going, "Come on, hurry up!" Like you're at a Ghost show. It's like going to Broadway. It's going to Broadway. Going, enough with this. Get to Oklahoma. There's parts in the middle. The dude's building.
Sing the Porgy and Bess thing. I'm not here for the chatter. I can understand it ruins it for him.
It doesn't, though. You went to a ghost show. That
is
the
show.
He's not, he's putting,
it's all theatrics.
It's a theatrical thing about, he's not doing like, you know, Eddie Vedder when it's, oh, the rainforests have to be dealt with in every manner of animal and primate. It's like, shut up, play the song.
Urbano.
Yeah, I don't, it's not. It's like ghosts.
He's like, the same thing happened to Madonna. Yeah.
But it was immediate. Like, I want to thank you all for coming out. Hurry up, let's go. What is this guy got, a bladder problem?
Have you heard their cover of Here Comes the Sun?
Yes.
The Beatles.
It's outstanding.
It's great. Yeah.
It's hard to find, though.
Yeah, it was only like on an import.
Yeah, I had it SoundClouded to me, and I can't find it, but it was unreal. Yeah, it was great. Rats is an amazing song. I just like all of it, so we'll do Mummy Dust for that right off, which is phenomenal. Someone just emailed me and said, mark my words, this weekend is the weekend the Cardinal fan falls. You think the Lions are going to get him? Interesting stat about the Lions.
Four games
in a row, they've blown double-digit leads going back to last year. They've lost 11 games straight. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The Lions are in big trouble, so this is a bad time for them to come in. But I want to take that bet. I'm gonna bet the Cardinals just run all over this team. But I don't think the Lions are any good at all. Matt Stafford is, but that dude wants to bet. We'll do it. I haven't had a good, solid bet in a long time.
Yeah, I'd take it.
And I'm not a guy who bets on the Cardinals too often, but I think I might take this one. He's marked my words. This is the week the Cardinals fall. So we're bandying back and forth on whether or not we're going to go hundo, sando, five hundo, sando. Or just a year's worth of sandos. And while Toledo loads the song, last night I was watching Press Your Luck. One of the prizes was donuts for a year. So a trip to Egypt. Some lady landed on trip to Egypt. No whammy. Stop. Boom. Trip to Egypt. And they're like, and that value is $3,800. Trip to Egypt's $3,800. What are you walking? Trip to Whistler. That's Canada.
Yeah.
$5,800. I'm like, how is Egypt cheaper than Canada? Year of donuts? $2,800.
Come on.
Like, what does this year of donuts look like?
Dozen
to pressure
a week.
Like, who's making these? Well,
how much is a dozen of donuts nowadays? I mean,
$1.50. Like,
$7 for a dozen.
$7?
For a dozen?
I'd pay $1.50. Max. That's crazy talk, $7 for donuts. They're like 12 cents each.
No.
Max. To make one?
Sugar,
dough? Yeah, 12 cents.
But you're not giving your what it is to make prices.
I'll tell you exactly what I'm doing. I'll double what it costs. Like 20 cents a donut. You make a profit.
You got to go three times.
$7. I've seen the inside of a donut shop. There's no overhead.
You're probably buying a donut at 79 to 99 cents a donut.
Yeah, that's too much. That's why I don't eat donuts. The price.
So it could be $8 to $10.
Really would have thought. I honestly thought like a dozen would be like $3 or $4.
Well, even at $7, like a dozen a week is like $360. Yeah. Where are they coming up with $2,800?
Because I thought if it's a dozen a day, do that, you know, and then take out 50 days for weekends. So right. 300 dozen. I don't know how to
times
do math
eight.
That fast. So $8.
$2,400. Yeah. Bucks.
Unless it's, and they didn't say the company that was doing it. How much? That's it?
Brady's
so it's
right.
Every day. A dozen donuts every day. That's not a prize. That's a curse. Trip to Egypt's borderline curse. Dozen donuts a day for your entire year. And they add that. They have the nerve to add that into your prize package. Cash and prizes. I'm like, take out the $2,200.
$3,800 to Egypt. I understand why.
That's a good price.
Because no one's going over there.
Yeah, it's a Middle East thing. Yeah.
Political uprising, all that
COVID
stuff. Perception. Yeah, you can get some smoking deals going over.
But why is
right
Whistler's $5,800? People still going?
Canadians, they
won't let us in.
They don't
anyway
want you in. You
they won't let us there.
That's a good point.
And where are they? They're coming from LA, right? That's pressure line.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Egypt's.
You get there a lot cheaper. I actually looked at Whistler this summer.
Yeah, it would be much
and
better.
And they had some really good deals.
The resort's
there, but
nice,
my buddy's like, I don't know if we'll let you in, though, buddy.
Yeah, don't, Canada. I like the agreement we've got. But don't bitch when we say Mexico can't come in our country. Because you're not letting us in. It's about moving north. Nobody wants anybody moving north.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98KUPD.
You want to get away. Far away. To a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep.
That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.